Hi, I'm Martin Kessler with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's weekly commentary is up next, but I'm going to tell you first about our upcoming show. There's been increased speculation that the designated hitter is coming to the National League. Only a Game's Doug Tribou talks to some of the most notable DHs from MLB history about that possibility, and also digs into the history of pitchers at the plate. We'll also talk to Craig Calcaterra of NBC's Hardball Talk about his highly scientific rankings of the cities that host AAA baseball teams, and we'll learn why you shouldn't feel so bad for the players who get demoted from the Reds. This week, sports fans who also appreciate great writing about games lost a champion. In his latest commentary, Bill Littlefield remembers the work of Eduardo Galeano, who died on Monday.
There are a lot of bad books set in sports. Perhaps the worst are the ones allegedly written by coaches. These books are built on the shaky proposition that guiding a group of athletes toward a championship qualifies somebody to tell stockbrokers and supervisors at McDonald's how to turn their employees into winners. But there are some terrific books in which our games figure. On Monday, the author of some of them died. He was Eduardo Galeano, a writer born in Uruguay. Galeano was a part-time historian, part-time fabulist, full-time champion of justice who never flinched when examining horrors such as Argentina's dirty war and the bombing of civilians, no matter who was dropping the bombs. But he also wrote about soccer, and he refused to let the commercialization and marketing of the game destroy the joy he found in its most glorious moments. In a wonderful book titled Children of the Days, Galeano tells the story of Manuel Alba Olivares, who was 11 when he witnessed the goal Diego Maradona scored after dancing past six Englishmen during the 1986 World Cup. Just as the net billowed with the goal, young Olivares went blind. The goal was the last thing he saw. But according to Galeano, Olivares can still describe in perfect detail Maradona's every move. It's a talent Eduardo Galeano appreciates. In Soccer in Sun and Shadow, he wrote, "I go about the world, hand outstretched, and in the stadiums I plead, a pretty move for the love of God. And when good soccer happens, I give thanks for the miracle, and I don't give a damn which team or country performs it." Eduardo Galeano has been justly celebrated elsewhere as a counterweight to those who have written history from the perspective of the winners. He preferred the stories of those whose brave struggles had been forgotten. But the sense of humor evident so often in his voice was inseparable from his achievement. In a piece titled Author's Confession, his subject was soccer and himself, but it was also about every fan from anywhere who ever had a dream. "Like all Uruguayan children, I wanted to be a football player," he wrote. "I played quite well. In fact, I was terrific, but only at night when I was asleep."
You can link to Bill's commentary at onlyagame.org. And don't forget to find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagamenpr.